You're listening to WWBC Coco Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco Rockledge and W264AS Rockledge Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning to all of you. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing in it. We are glad in it. Praise our God for another opportunity, another time to come into your homes, into your cars, however way you listen, by the way, our Cypress audience. We want to thank God for the radio station that made it possible. It's making it possible for us to come into your ear gates, on your garage, in your house, by the way, a WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. We're grateful. Grateful and thank God for you tuning in for the Miracle Radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. Share, tag, and tell somebody. Apostle is on the air. Oh, something great is getting ready to happen. Something is great getting ready to happen. Shall we go to the throne of grace? Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for one more day. We thank you for one more time that you allowed us to come into the eye gates and the ear gates of your people. We thank you now, God, that there'll be a word. There'll be a rain of word. There'll be a rain of word of deliverance and healing. There'll be a prophetic word to that. That was pick them up and turn them around, Father, in the name of Jesus. We decree it and we declare by a miracle right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Listen, I want you to get excited about what is getting ready to take place in your life. I want you to get excited. This is Apostle Curtis Watkins, your host. Amen. And we want to thank God for Lady Watkins. Amen. My wife. And to all our church members, amen, the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, amen, hallelujah, ushers, everybody, hallelujah, prophetess and evangelists and elders, and to all our church, Mother Brown, to all of you that make up that great congregation there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. We want to say thank God for you, and you. Thank God for what he has done. We pray that you had a good weekend this weekend. We pray that everything was to your liking this weekend, according to what God had planned for you this weekend. Praise our God. We want to just thank God for what he's done. We want to thank God for all of you again. Tuning into the radio broadcast. It's about time for your miracle. Come on and say it with me. It's about time for my miracle. No matter what I'm going through with, no matter what it looks like, it's about time for my miracle, because why? I believe God. I trust God. All right, come on. Praise our God. Listen, I want to thank God for all of you. We want to send out our condolences, amen, to the bereaved families, those that are going through bereavement hour, those that have gone through bereavement hour. We want to thank you and pray for you. Also, thank God for those that attended with us on the homegoing service of Sister Renona Dunbar, amen, that was on Saturday with Brother Tim. Brother Minister Tim is well known in the community, well known everywhere, amen, because he's plays and he's well known. And we want to thank all of you for coming out, being with him on Saturday, amen, as they celebrated the homegoing service of his mother. We want to thank God for you. We want to thank God for all of you that participated and celebrating in the homegoing service of Mother Green down in Melbourne. We want to thank God for you participating in there on Friday and Saturday. And thank God that was the mother of the late Apostle Ronald Green and Pastor Green. That was the wife of Pastor Green and the mother of Apostle Ronald Green. We want to thank God for you. Listen, we want to pray for those that are in bereavement hour. We want to pray for the Mitchell family. We want to pray that God take them through this, take them through this time. Amen. We want to pray that God would see them through, the daughters and the sons. Amen. Hallelujah. And the passing of their mother, Frances Mitchell. Amen. And she is the sister of the late Corrine Barton and the sister of Annie Lou Woods. Amen. Annie Lou Hutchinson Woods. I mean, we want to and pray for. And that's the auntie of Evangelist Elise and the auntie of Elder Marcus. Amen. and they just went through it with their brother and several ones in the family. Now it's back with their aunt and we and her sister. We want to thank God and we want to pray for them. The homegoing service for her will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock, Oak Hill, at Bible Way Church of God in Christ in Oak Hill, Florida. So we want to throw our arms around this family and love on them. Amen. And we want to embrace the families. Amen. Praise our God. We want to pray for those that are going through. You may know him as Mr. Sleepy of Titusville. We want to throw our arms around this family and love them. You may know her. They call her Miss Sugar Mama. Amen. Hallelujah. You may know her by that name. Praise our God in the passing of her. We want to throw our arms around these families and love on them. Continue love on those that have already gone through. Amen. The Cali family. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to Miss Red Margaret family. We want to continue to love on them. Praise our God. And what? Listen, I want to give a special thanks. We got to hurry here. I want to give a special thanks. Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. Right. Saturday night. I tell you, it was our 15th annual night of royalty. Oh, my God. It was something in that place. Lucita would never be the same. It would never be the same. 777. Lucita Country Club would never be the same. Hallelujah. This is what the host told me that let us have the event there. Praise our God. Said, we would never be the same. I would never be the same. I want to send out a special thanks to all of you, my guests. Amen. Hallelujah. Those that came, I want to send out a special thanks to you, you and you. Amen. It was something in the place. Special thanks to Prophetess. Amen. Hallelujah. Prophetess Edward King from all the way from Miami down by Vero Beach. Want to thank God for you. Amen. Coming up, singing solos. Ari Franklin. Just mother. Oh, my God. Mother Cleo Weaver. Oh, my God. The missus of ceremony. I got to move on here. We want to thank God for mother Betty Weaver. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, it was something in the place. And the speaker was none other than Pastor Jamal Moses from down in with my daughter, Alabama. Oh, Prophetess Moses. And on Sunday morning, my God, we was right there at the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple. What a word. What a word that was spoken, amen, in their place on yesterday and Saturday. My God, he moved. Praise dancers was all in the place on Saturday. Amen. Thank God for all of you. I can't just call all your names because time won't permit me to call your names. But just know this. Thank you all. Thank you all for so much. And we want to thank God for you, you and you. Amen. Listen, get ready. Get ready because God is up to something. Something. Good morning to all you. Good morning, Sister Margaret Waters. God bless you, you and your family. We're praying for your family. Amen, that God will see you all through. This is the cousins of Mother Frances Mitchell. This is the cousins. Amen. Evangelist Mara, good morning to you. Praise our God. Listen, I know God is doing something and God is up to something. But are you prepared to meet the King? Are you prepared to meet him? Praise our God. We don't want to go do a long out drawn out thing. Amen. But we just want to go. And I want you to know this. Praise our God. You know, the Bible talks about the 10 virgins. 5 was wise and 5 was foolish. And I want to know today, are you prepared to meet him? Are you prepared to meet him? We get prepared for everything else. Amen. We get prepared for family reunions. We get prepared if we're having a big gathering like we did. We had to get prepared for this. We couldn't just go there. We had to prepare for it. Praise our God. Everybody, we prepare for everything else. Come on. We prepare for making appointments. We prepare for just hosting things. As I said, events. We prepare for just if we ain't doing nothing. Having nothing big, we prepare for things if we're just having something private, but we have to prepare for it. We just can't do it. We got to prepare for it. Praise God. I want you to know this. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh my God. Are you prepared? Are you prepared to meet him? Hallelujah. the Bible talks about it. This is what we're going to talk about, the 10 virgins. 5 was wise, and 5 was foolish. Praise our God. And you know, it talks about, hallelujah, when they all slumbered and slept. They slumbered and slept. Why? Because guess what? Some was prepared, some wasn't prepared. Praise God. I'm telling you, and the Bible said, while they slumbered and slept. Come on. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Come on here. Go out to meet him. Are you ready to meet him? Are you ready to meet him? Because guess what? It's going to be a sad day. Praise our God. People that think they're ready is not going to be ready. People that is ready is going in. And the Bible said, while they slumbered and slept, behold, the bridegroom came. Hallelujah. And those that was ready, they went in to meet him. Come on. Hallelujah. And the Bible goes on. It goes on to say they start scrambling. The 5 start scrambling. Because why? They took their lamp. They rose and took their lamps. Come on. Some took the oil. 5 took oil. And 5 didn't. Praise our God. So they wanted to borrow it from those that had. See, mother, most cousins, most in most families, it is the mother nurturing. It is the mother that is praying and pushing and pushing the church and everything that raise us up. Praise our God. Daddy sometimes was good, yes, but it was a mother. See, you can't get in by your mother's salvation. You can't get in by your father's salvation. You got to have it for yourself. And see, they went to borrow it. They went to borrow some of the oil from those that was wise that took their lamps and their oil. Come on, don't leave without your oil. Come on, don't leave without the oil. Come on, the oil of God. Don't leave without the oil. Come on, somebody. So they told him, listen, we can't give you any of our oil unless it be enough for us. Go and buy for yourselves. So while they went out to buy, it was time. They went in to meet the bridegroom, and the door was shut. You don't have time to be praying. Just because you're in the church, you serve on the usher board. Come on. Just because you sing in the choir, just because you sing on the praise team, we prepare for choir rehearsal, for Sunday morning service. We prepare for praise team. We prepare to put on a performance. Come on. But don't be empty. Don't be empty, my brother. Don't be empty, my sister. Don't be empty, preacher. Come on. Hallelujah. Just don't have the position and don't have no oil in you. Come on. Don't have no fire in you, bro. Hallelujah. In other words, you're not born again. You're just going through the formality of this. You're just doing it. Come on. Don't leave without the oil. Praise our God. And this is what they did. They was in church. They were going through the motions. They just had the lamps, but they had no oil in the lamps. And while they was playing around, while they was doing what they was doing, praise our God, they wasn't really prepared to meet the bridegroom. But those that was ready went out to meet the bridegroom. And hallelujah, the door was shut. Come on. Don't let it be said too late, my brother. Don't let it be said too late, my sister. Come on, because the enemy is trying all he can to do what? To discourage you. The enemy is doing all he can to tell you it's no use, it's no hope. But I come by to tell you today that there is hope. There is hope. There is hope. Don't leave without your oil. Come on, just don't be going through the motions. Come on, just being a lamp. What is good as a lamp? A lantern without the oil, praise our God. It takes the oil to make the lantern or make the lamp burn. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing. You got to have the oil in you. You got to have the oil in you. And I'm telling you, there was a sad day because the 5 was wise and 5 was foolish. Don't be foolish. Don't be foolish. Come on. Again, when I said just going through the emotions, just going to the building, serving empty. When I say serving empty, you don't have the word. You don't have nothing in you. Oh, we this is just tradition. We were taught to do this. We were taught to do this. But you got to have the oil. You got to have the oil. You got to have the word. David said, that word that I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Don't be foolish. Come on, be like the 5 that was wise. Take your lamps and with oil. Come on, hallelujah. So when you begin to go up against circumstances and situations, and when the day of the coming of the Lord, we'll be ready. Come on. We'll be ready to do what? To answer the call. We'll be ready to go in to meet the bridegroom. Come on, somebody. We'll be able to go in to meet him. Praise our God. It's going to take your oil. It's going to take your oil. Hallelujah. Many, many, many going to say that day, Lord, Lord. Many going to say, Lord, Lord, come on. And he's going to say, depart from me. I know you're not. Oh, hallelujah. For your works, your works, your works of is in iniquity. Hallelujah. Your works, your what you've done, your preaching. It's going to be a sad day because this preacher's in hell. It's going to be a sad day. Hallelujah. You got all kind of that serve in the house, that serve in the building, but they really didn't serve God with the full, with their whole heart, soul, body, and mind. Hallelujah. Come on, we didn't prepare. We played around all this time. But that day, when it comes down to meet the bridegroom, will you be ready? Will you be ready? That's the question today. To you, it's a personal. Will you be ready? Don't leave without the oil. Come on, don't let him catch you with your works undone. Hallelujah. And I say today to you, he said, the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart, for my spirit don't strive with man always. Here it was, these five was foolish. These five was very foolish. They were very foolish. They were going through the emotions. Hallelujah. They had the lamps. Come on here. But they didn't have no oil with their lamps. Come on. Hallelujah. You've been hearing the word over and over. Come on, you've been hearing the word. You've been seeing God do miracles, signs, and wonders in your life. Come on, and you still choose not to do what? Follow God. You still choose not to do what? To obey God. You still choose just to say, well, I can just go and I'm all right. But you're going to have the oil. You're going to have the oil in your lips. Come on, praise our God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, then the five that was wise, they were ready to meet him. They were ready to meet him. He said, while they slumbered and slept, hallelujah, behold, the bridegroom came. And those that was ready out of the 10, which was five, they went in to meet him. Come on. They met him, and the door was shut. Don't let the door be closed, and it's too late. Come on. Many, as I said earlier, going to say, Lord, Lord, I did this. I did this in your name. I did that in your name. I serve. Hallelujah. But he's going to say, depart from me. I know you not. For your works, here we go again. I'll repeat it again. For your works, you just had the lamps. For your works are in vain. Come on. Hallelujah. And those that have been working and have been repenting and accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, this is what he's going to say. Servant, well done. Servant, thou been faithful over a few things. Now I want to make you ruler over many. Come on. That's because you kept your lamps and you kept your oil. Come on. And you kept the word before you, in the word in you, in the word with you. Come on. And you did what he said. Hallelujah. You just weren't going through the emotions because this is what we were trained to do. Come on. Hallelujah. This is what we were raised up to do. Come on. Everybody been raised up to attend services. Amen. Yes. Whatever denomination you were, we was raised up to do that because the denomination does not save you. Come on. It does not save you. It does not cleanse you. Come on. Y'all ain't going to say nothing to me. But you must be. You got to be. As Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be what? Born again. You got to be. And Nicodemus said, how can I be born again? Can I enter into my mother's womb a second time and be born again? Jesus was speaking. Hallelujah. He said, you got to be born of the water and of the spirit. You got to accept him as your personal savior. And once you accept him as your personal savior, come on. Hallelujah. You begin to walk in the newness of God. You begin to do what he requires us to do as a new person. Because he said, if any man be in Christ, he is what, a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. So I'm saying to you today, don't leave without the oil. You need the oil of God. Don't leave with just an empty lantern. Come on. You need the oil and the lantern. You need the oil and the lamp. Come on. Hallelujah. They wrote a song say, keep oil in your vessel. Keep your lamp trimmed and burning. And do what? Be ready to meet the bridegroom when he comes. Mm. That was good right there. Be ready to meet the bridegroom when he comes. It's just like if you expected somebody to come in on a flight, you just don't wait till time, hallelujah, for the flight to land, to leave, to go to the airport. You prepare throughout the time they tell you. You prepare, come on, throughout the day when the time arrives. That day, I need to go to the airport. I don't need to leave. Say, for instance, the plane come in at 1:45. You don't need to wait to 1:45 to start preparing to leave. Come on. You prepare throughout the time, especially that day, so you could be there on time. And it's going to be a sad day. Come on. Because we prepare, this is the preparing time now. This is the acceptable time for you to do what? To accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. This is the time now for you to keep your lamps trimmed and burning. Because we don't know the hour, the minute, the second of the day of the coming of the Lord. But we know he's coming. Are you ready? Are you ready, mother? Are you ready, father? Are you ready, sisters and brothers? Are you ready to meet the Lord? Are you ready, preacher? We're preaching, but you better make sure you're ready. Are you ready? Are you ready, prophet? Come on. Hallelujah. Are you ready to meet him? Evangelist, are you ready to meet him like we say we are? Are you ready? Do you have oil in your vessel? Come on. Are you ready to meet him? Singers, praise team leaders, are you ready? Because you're ushering us into the presence of God. Are you ready? Are you ready to be into the presence of God? Because it doesn't matter how high you jump. It doesn't matter how low you come down. But after that, you better make sure you're ready. Got oil in your vessel. It doesn't matter how you go up the scale with your voice. Or you're trembling. Or you can riff. That ain't going to get you into the kingdom. Musicians, are you ready? Drummers, are you ready? It doesn't matter how you hit those drums and make it sound. It doesn't matter how you hit that keyboard and make it sound. Come on. It's going to be a sad day. Just have your lamps. But then don't have no oil. Your playing, your preaching, your singing. Ushers. No matter how many programs we put on, 30 years the usher boy been together. It doesn't matter. But if you don't have no oil, deacon, you've been there. You've been there. It doesn't matter how long you've been in the deacon's position. But don't be in the deacon's position and just have your lamps and don't have no oil. Come on. Hallelujah. Are you prepared to meet him? Are you prepared to meet him? Your works is good, and we appreciate you from the outside of the building. Yes, we need you. I'm telling you, yes, because things need to be done. But your work, that ain't going to get you in because you bought one light bulb. That ain't going to get you in. Hallelujah, because you gave towards the chair committees and we bought the carpet and we bought this and we bought that and we put this in there. What is good is fixing up the building and you're empty on the inside of your soul. Don't have no oil. Come on. Make sure that you got your lamps and your oil. Don't be like the foolish, which was five wise and five foolish. Don't be like the foolish ones. Just taking your lamps, just going to the building, and you're empty. Just going through the motions, and you're empty. Come on, take heed. You're driving the transfer truck. Hallelujah. You're driving the tractor trailers. Come on. You're out there on the freeway. You're in your cars. You're in your cars, but you're empty. You just a lamp, but no oil in you. Come on. You got to be ready to meet him when he comes. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what position you hold in the building, but make sure you're ready. Make sure you are ready because we don't know when he's coming. We don't know when he's coming. All we know, he's coming back again. Will you be ready? They sung a song in my days, the countdown time. And they said, it's almost midnight. Hallelujah. Behold, the bridegroom coming. It's almost midnight, y'all. Will you be ready when he comes? Don't let your works be in vain. Think about it. Don't let your works be in vain. Come on. Going to church, going through the emotions. Come on. Going to Bible study, going to Friday night service or whatever night you have your midweek service, going on a Sunday morning when you do come. But make sure you're ready to meet him. Hallelujah. Because he's coming back again. He's coming back again, saints. The Bible said, they said, the song of song in my days, he's coming back again on the cloud. Every eye shall see him. Every tongue shall confess. Every knee gonna bow that Jesus is Lord. Are you ready to meet him? Are you ready? Sister, brother, are you ready? And send a man. If you're not ready, you can get ready. Because it's very simple. He says in his word, if thou wilt confess with thy mouth and believe in thine heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. That's as simple as that. Will you be ready? This is the thing to think about. Am I ready to meet the bridegroom? I got 2 minutes to get ready. I got 2 minutes on the air. That's why I say I got 2 minutes left on this air radio station. Will you be ready to meet him? Don't let your what you're doing serving God be in vain. Make sure you're ready. Keep oil in your vessel. God bless you, Minister Mitchell. God bless you. Keep oil in your vessel. Keep it burning. Because why? Jesus is soon to come. Will you be ready today? That's the thing. Will you be ready today? If you're out there and you heard this radio broadcast, 1 minute, and I'm going to shrive it 1 minute. You just tune in and you say, Apostle, I don't know how to. If you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Get in a church that is teaching the word. Get in a place and receive the word and grow and go. My time is come and gone. But will you be ready? Don't be like the five foolish, but be like the five wise. Take oil in your vessel. Keep your lamp trimming and burning. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. This is my time today. Tune in to Friday morning. Amen. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.